What about 45 bucks?
Then God's going to ask 45 different ones.
New York, yeah.
Trevor, eat eggs that have been broken open and when cracked and let them fall in the boiling water?
Oh, yeah. We eat them that way sometimes and I've forgotten what you call them.
Poached eggs.
Correct.
What do you call the kind of meat you use for cooking beans and cook with eggs?
Fat back, side pork, side belly, fat meat.
What part of, do you know what part of that comes from?
Comes off the side of your stomach. Mm.
Is there a difference in how much lean meat's in there? Call it different things?
Yeah.
What would you call it? Had a lot of lean.
Look, had a lot of lean, you call it side meat pork. I mean, side, well, it really you make bacon from that. Strigaline.
When you cut the side of the hog, what do you call it?
When you cut it?
Mm-hmm.
You got me. With that one.
Do you ever call bacon anything besides just bacon?
Don't know what you call it.
What about the outside, you know?
Side meat?
Well, it's stuff along the edge of the bacon. I don't know if you get it.
Rind, bacon rind?
Yeah,
that's right.
You don't get that much on the thin slice bacon anymore.
Very little.
What about, what other kinds of meat do you eat for breakfast?
Well, we don't eat anything except sausage or ham when we eat breakfast. No beef.
What do you call the fellow who, sells you meat?
That got a good name for him, but he's a butcher. But he's not fragile.
What do you say, if you keep meat too long, what happened to it?
It's spoiled. Rancid.
Do you ever, after you butcher a hog, do you ever, what do you make with meat from the head? Do you know that?
Well, you make soft meat, for one thing.
You know what you call something you'd make by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Liver pudding? Liver loaf?
What about if you made it out of blood? Made something out of hog's blood?
I don't know what they use that for.
What about, did you ever take the juice of the sauce or anything and stir it with cornmeal or maybe some hog meat and cook it and then later, after it gets cold, just slice it and fry it? You're
talking about sauce meat, but when it gets cold, you don't fry it, call it soup if you fry it.
What do you, you call butter when you keep it too long? What happens to it?
When you keep butter too long?
What goes wrong with that?
It gets rancid.
Old? What about milk?
Well, you make buttermilk out of old milk, sour.
What do you call thick sour milk that, you know, you keep?
Buttermilk?
Well,
No, that's,
it's sour.
There's a particular name for it, William, but I've forgotten it.
Make kind of cheese from it.
Hmm?
Am I interrupting?
No. Hey, you make cheese from old milk. New milk, too.
You know what kind of cheese you make from old milk? What's it called?
Not to protect the name for it.
Mm.
You make cheddar cheese. And there's several different kinds of cheese you make from it.
Jar of cheese?
You never did.
What do you do the first thing after you milk a cow with milk? What do you get the impurities out of it?
Well, you strain it.
Come on. What do you call something that's made out of fruit, maybe? Yep. And it's made in a big dish and maybe kind of soupy? Instead of it's crusty. Peaches. made out of peaches.
There you go, fruit salad?
Well, this has got a crust around it and you bake it in the oven.
Well, it'd be peach pie?
Yeah. You can call it, maybe, what do you call it, made out of blackberries?
Man. Blackberry pie? That's what we call it. Yeah.
Strudel? Yeah. Supposed to know he has a good appetite, you say. He sure likes to put away his...
groceries?
Yeah. What do you call him? Something sweet? That sweet liquid that you eat on maybe a ice cream or pudding or something?
Sure.
If you take, suppose you eat between regular meals, what do you call that?
Snack.
Or if it's, what do you do, what do you say if you're talking about breakfast this morning, you say, I like breakfast this morning. If you're trying to tell somebody when you had breakfast this morning, you might say, I like breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Oh, I eat breakfast about 7 o'clock every morning.
What about if you're saying, I'm going to...